This is the Super Sports Schools Podcast, bringing you stories of our future stars, powered by Spur Steak Ranchers.
1, 2, 3, go! So we're here today with Earl Clitty, the president and founder of the Seaside Spurs Football Club. Oh, who are you? What are you all about?
Afternoon. As you said, my name is Earl. I like to introduce myself as that. My name is Earl Clitty. I am the president and one of the founders of the Seaside Spurs Football Club. We're based in a community called Ocean View, deep south. The club's very young. Club's about 2 years old on the 1st of April. It was really birthed out of with giving people options and making platforms, making football accessible and affordable. That's kind of the core of why we exist. There's a part of us that says, hey, why can't we be elite? Why can't we serve the community but have these ambitions, When we started having conversations about this club, we looked at clubs in Soweto, in Manchester, where these were all started by construction companies or factory workers or a community organization, and look where they are now. So, nothing's impossible. We strongly believe that if we have the right people, if we have the right financial backing, and ultimately if we have the right facilities and the community behind us, anything's possible. So, it was founded on that basis that we want to make football accessible and affordable. We have a 2030 vision of being a professional football club.
It's really awesome. Football really is just a community game, and to see you put it into the heart of your own community is brilliant to see. I have to ask, what in the short lifespan that you guys have had, what have you seen? What has changed the community? What's come out of it?
Look, some of us come from previous other football clubs within our area. So, we've had our hand in enabling and helping upskill the community for a while now. But since starting 2 years ago, I think the first year was the best year ever. It's a dream start, as you would say. We won our league. We won promotion to the regional third division. So we currently now have a regional men's league franchise. And we participate throughout the city of Cape Town region to play elite football or amateur elite football. Over and above that, we went from having 60 kids in our first year. We're now at 192 kids and a total membership of just over 250 in 2 years. So, again, it shows that people want to make sports. And we believe that the peak part of it is the fact that we made it affordable and accessible. Most 99% of our games are in Ocean View. So the kid can walk down to play. There's no transport cost. There's no high subscription fees because we managed to make it affordable. And by virtue of that, accessible. I think in the first year as well, maybe 50 to 60% of the kids that did not play soccer at all. So again, it was creating a platform for people just to come and express themselves and stay off the streets and do good things, it's been an amazing first year. And we just hope to grow from strength to strength.
That is amazing to fill in a niche that has always been there. Football is a community game. It's a people's game. Every Saturday, everybody's down watching the game with their uncles, their aunts, their friend's house. And to create this opportunity where kids can go, I can play football, and I'm not barred away from playing football just because I can't play at the club that's 30 kilometers away and it's very expensive and this and that. And you've just created this opportunity where they can express themselves.
No, 100%. And what we wanted, look, previous years, maybe in my kind of teens, so to say, football was big in our community. There was many clubs. There was many, many football clubs. And just over the years, clubs started playing this side of the mountain. And nothing wrong, because at the time, that is what served football best. When we looked at let's bring it home again. Let's create that hype in Ocean View where the one area, one side of the community is playing against the other side of the community, but ultimately we're coming together in one place to make sports, you know. So bringing it back home, and we hope that, you know, in 2-3 years' time, we will just keep creating the platform for more clubs even to come and join football in our area, so that, you know, because it's not just about us, it's about the community and serving our community. And by doing so, we hope more will come on board, and whether they start their own club or just join our club, it's about getting kids off the street as well, and making sports as a community.
It's lovely to hear that you say this club is allowed to create a platform for football to grow within the community, football to grow in different ways in the community. And one of the reasons we're here today is to talk about the Ignite Cup. It seems like an amazing way to create this platform. Do you want to dive into what it is for somebody that's never heard of it?
Yeah, so the Ignite Cup, it will be its first tournament this year. Will be held in Ocean View. So again, that essence of bringing things back home to the community, creating a platform not just for players, but we'll have stalls for community members. Our neighborhood watch will be security. So things like that. So it's a very community focused initiative, but clubs from all over Cape Town will be coming there in one day. So yeah, in my relationship with Spur, and Spurs about igniting joy, right? So a fitting name would be to ignite, you know, ignite joy through the Spurs Steak Ranch's Ignite Cup. And that's where we partnered with Spur to establish this amazing event. It will cater for 32 under 10 teams and 32 under 12 teams in a one-day event, as I said. And then again, part of why we made it a one-day event was we know Ocean View is far from most people. So to decrease transportation costs, management costs, just the whole operational cost to avoid people having to come that far 3 days over a weekend, for example, we really looked at how can we make it a one-day thing to give value to clubs, but also I'm creating an amazing event, you know. So that's kind of how we got to the name, but also the intention is that it will be a 8 versus 8, so it's not the full field game. It will be 8 players starting at the time. Each team will consist of 15 players, so they can, you know, rotate. But also being small-sided games, we are able to use our existing facility in Ocean View to divide the fields and, you know, make sure that more people can play at the same time, thus giving,
It's amazing to hear about this tournament as a whole, different format, 8v8, and the involvement of Spur into this. I know, personal anecdote for me, playing rugby back in primary school, Spur was always there. I mean, out there, tough it out on a Saturday morning, and then my dad would treat me to a nice burger. And it's an involvement that we love to see. Talking about the cup itself, what's the vision for the cup going forward?
So right now it's just about next month's cup. You know, this is really where we get to, because it's our first tournament as a club as well. So this is really where we get to show what we're capable of. And then, like to any sponsor, we need to feed back and show successes, but also what learnings there were. And hopefully the learnings are to a minimal and we get buy-in for the next year. So for now, there's no intention of going national or anything like that. For now, it's local. And then, you know, because it's regional teams playing in the cup, we hope that maybe next year the first kind of evolution thereof would be to go to maybe a two-day tournament where we host more divisions or start bringing in girls-only divisions before we think of anything like provincial or national, because the success of, be it the small or the big tournament, is the structure of which you operate within, and we want to make sure we get that right. We don't want to grow too fast, too quick. So our growth in the next year would either be additional divisions or adding a girls division into the team. When it comes to Spur, we've been working with Spur, not just as Seaside Spurs, but within the Ocean View community for a number of years, from things like street cleanups, and where we are funded burgers or food from Youth Day projects, where we, you know, we go clean the rivers or the beaches, and we all meet back at the sports facility, and we have nice burgers, jumping castles, you know, life skills programs, everything. So that has been coming on for a while, our relationship with Spur, and we are thankful for that because they really allow us to help create change, make platforms available to the community of Ocean View.
Jeez, hearing you talk about this, I almost want to play in the tournament. But to take a step back from the involvement of Spur, the involvement of your clubs, I want to touch on, I mean, it may seem like a dumb question, but why football? What does it really mean to the community? And then what is all of this happening around? What does this truly mean to you and to how you see your community?
Our community is football first in any sport. We do excel in many other, like we have South African badminton players, basketball players. The last couple of years, we introduced baseball in our community as well. So baseball runs in summer, soccer runs in winter. So we would encourage our kids to keep them busy to join a summer sport. So we try and be like, you know, work together for the betterment of the community. You know, our regional games, we're probably seeing between 2,500 and 3,500 people coming to a community game. It's massive. So that, again, shows a sense of we're doing the right things. You know, if we're able to get out the community on a Friday night to just enjoy soccer more specifically, it really sticks to what we're trying to do in the community. For me personally and the club, like, our community is, it's I don't want to stereotype Cape Flats communities, but it's a community infested with drugs, gangsterism, gender-based violence, those kind of things. So you know, there's always a saying about a kid out of, on the court is a kid out of, or a kid... A kid in sport is a kid out of court, you know, that type of thing. And this is why us and many other sporting organizations in Ocean View, that's our objective, you know. Let our kids not fall for the ills of our community, being drugs, gangsterism, those kind of things. Let them have other people to look up to, you know. In our organization or our club, we have some former professionals as well, like Franklin Kale, Diego Brown. Our coach now in our third division, Gerald Stober. We have amazing people like administrators like Romeo Jamison, Shane Peterson, that helps us, you know, put Seaside Spurs forward, but more importantly, put football forward. So, you know, earlier I mentioned about the right people around you. So the people around me or within the club is very selective, you know. We needed people that had that element of professionalism. We needed people that was passionate about the community. And we needed people that know that, you know, you get nothing from football financially. And you never get your time back. You know what I mean? Like, we have amazing families, my wife, my family, that supports us by being away from home so that we can help those kids. You know, and ultimately, you know, in us delivering that service to our kids, we can only but hope that it helps them improve their life and ultimately have that ripple effect to better our community. What helped mold you to where you are? Was it the coaches you had growing up, being on the field every weekend rather than catching on, you know, nonsense around the corners, on the streets? So we really look using it as a vehicle to help give kids an alternative to not wanting to be at street, you know. I think even when, if you have children, which I have a beautiful 2.5-year-old, it's when they have nothing to do that are they at their most naughtiest. Mm. You know, so at least by keeping these kids busy and active, we are able to keep them off the street.
Bringing you the sport you care about the most, this is the Super Sports Schools Podcast. You might call it living your best life, but we call it Spur Cheeseburger Mondays. B
Because for only $84.90, Mondays become legendary when you can choose between 100% pure beef, succulent chicken, delicious soya, or tender rib cheeseburger, all served with Spur-style crispy onion rings and golden chips. So, when life gives you Mondays, enjoy a Spur cheeseburger. T's and C's apply. Spur, people with a taste for life.
Bringing you the sport you care about the most, this is the Super Sports Schools Podcast.
Beautiful to hear that behind all of this, behind all this football professionalism, the core of it is just to provide a platform for positive actings, positive actions, something to help. And I mean, it's a sad reality because we have a lot of talented footballers in this country, a lot of talented kids, but a lot of them won't go professional just because of the structure. But the fact that you've created a platform just for them to express themselves. I mean, from here, what would advice or the vision as you're mentoring these kids through the system of where they can go and what they can do?
So I have this saying that, and sometimes it doesn't start with the kids, right? It starts with those offering the platform, those making the platform available. And what we try and to always remind our management is, it's like, especially based on where we are in the community, like everyone comes from something and everyone goes home to something. So that kid that's coming there and misbehaving or is not focusing on whatever might be coming from something at home or worrying, what's my next meal when I go home? Is my mother and father going to argue? Or, you know, am I going to be exposed to gangsterism on my... And that's really the space where we have that opportunity to mold them into something better. So for I'm going to kind of break it down for the adults. Like, just remember, everyone comes from something and goes home to something. Whether they pitch at training or at matches, there's always something somewhere. No matter how much money you have, no matter how what race you are, that it is it. And to the kids, you know, embrace the opportunities that's given to you. You are always able to learn. We say a lot of stuff at the club, but we say every opportunity is opportunity to learn. Whether we do good or bad, whether we can't kick a ball or the best at kicking a ball, every opportunity is opportunity to learn. So just be open to accepting guidance, accepting mentorship, because it's we don't have that many. It's far and few between. So to kids, it's just about be open to accepting help. Many times we are taught to be this hard, I don't need help, you know, type of thing. But actually, if you just open yourself a bit, you know, it might mean the world in terms of your development. And also carving out your future, right? And then I think the last thing, I always look at one of my friends where same class, same schools, football. And this guy really just, you know, where some of us chose to, after school, go and chill somewhere, this guy would take a train or even hike to go and practice football. And he ended up making it pro, right? So it's the decisions we made, it's the sacrifices we made. And he was willing, you know, he was willing to learn, whereas we were just like chilling. So that's actually something good. He was willing, we were chilling. And that's the difference between, you know, it didn't matter what school we went to, what families we came from, he was just more willing. So that's the one thing to kids, like just be willing. Be it to learn, for mentorship, etc. Just be willing.
Thank you for that wonderful perspective. To touch on, you know, your friend going pro, with this tournament, there's the involvement of Super Sports Schools streaming. What do you think this has brought to, one, it growing and helping kids grow professional?
So I think this is an amazing opportunity, being exposed not just on the Super Sport channel, but also the caliber of the clubs we will have present. So the likes of Ubuntu Football Academy, who I rate as the best academy in South Africa. As I mentioned earlier, our coach of our regional team is a former Orlando Pirates and Bafana player. So These are all people that will be present at the tournament over and above the SuperSport, you know, broadcasting. But when it comes to the broadcasting with SuperSport schools, I think not just for our brand, but the clubs present, and more so the players, it's such an amazing opportunity, you know. I don't know percentage-wise, but, you know, the percentage of games that are actually recorded on competitions or weekly matches, it's probably minute, right? So this opportunity, if you ever want to say, like, I played on TV once, and, you know, this is it, you know. This is it, and I don't know if it has been done on such a level at this young age group. I know there's a tournament in the next 2 weeks that will be, but that's for under 19. But I don't think at this magnitude it has been done before. So to the players, if you ever want to say I've played on TV or on SuperSport, let's say SuperSport. If you ever wanted to say, hey, I played on SuperSport, then this is your opportunity.
I think that's one of the things I'm also grateful for. This is a fact Alex always loves to throw out, but South Africa has the most registered FIFA clubs. And for a country that football is so ingrained into our culture, to have these opportunities to just be out there, you know? I mean, I played sport in high school, I played basketball, and it's grown a lot since then, and thank you to SuperSport Schools for that. But a lot of the time, you're kind of just playing for your own love. Yeah. But sometimes to get that support, to get that recognition, just brings a little bit more to it. And sometimes just makes it a little bit more fun.
No, 100%. And also, we're aware that the GDL, the Gauteng Development League, is broadcasted every Sunday, if I'm not mistaken, up in Gauteng. So, you know, hopefully for the sport in general, that grows throughout the country. So that it gives more kids opportunity to say, like, I've played on SuperSport. And we sometimes underestimate what that does for your character, for your belief, and for you one having dreams and goals to achieve, right? And again, what is SuperSport doing? They're creating a platform, you know, Seaside Spurs creating a platform. So it's all about us giving opportunities. This is what happens globally. Everyone is given opportunities. Therefore, you are given the opportunity to excel in something you love. And not everyone might make it, but the reality is that we can look back and say, we got the opportunity. We either were willing to or we were not willing to. But the crux is that we need to give more opportunities. We need to create more platforms. And thank you to SuperSport Spur, as well, obviously, to the club as well for this Ignite Cup, which we are excited about. Yeah.
Excited to see what will ignite in all the youths. And I guess lastly, you touched on this earlier in the episode, but any advice to anybody that gets these opportunities? I mean, you've watched your friend grow and seen what it took for him to get to that stage. But for somebody who's young, maybe playing in this tournament, maybe playing in a smaller festival in their own community that wants to go all the way, what advice would you give them to spur them forward?
For me, we touched on a few things, like being willing, you know, being dedicated. And I think the most important thing is being disciplined, right? We often, that's most often the part that lot of sports people don't have, especially at the younger age, because everyone wants to be cool now. Everyone wants to, you know, but being disciplined, it's part of building your character. And that you will need one day where you get opportunities and you are maybe challenged, because not everything is going to go your way. You know, when I look at my friend, like at many clubs, he didn't even play, but he still worked hard. He's maintained and coaches who knew him were willing to take him in because they knew that he's disciplined, he's going to give it his all, and that he's committed to the cause. So the discipline, I think, is the key factor to anything in life. School, work for us, sports, that's ultimately the crux. Everything kind of revolves around that, because you can't coach someone that doesn't want to be coached because of discipline. Your message is not going to come across. The same as a player. You know, if you are disciplined, you get more from coaches. They're more willing. They are become more willing to work with you. Clubs become more willing to kind of work with you, because we've seen so many good players end up not progressing because clubs had to let them go because of discipline. So it's a key factor. And then if there was ever one word to use to making it, not just in sport, but in life or whatever, it's discipline.
Yeah, I definitely say so. Discipline is very important in sports, but it also is important in other aspects of life. Sometimes you are beaten down. Sometimes it is just too tiring. You don't really want to study for that test. You don't have that motivation. At the end of the day, discipline is what will put you through the door. It'll put your foot forward and give you the opportunities. So all in all, this Ignite Cup is a really special opportunity. Do you want to tell me, is there anything else that just makes this special, rounds it out as a whole?
I think, as I mentioned earlier, like, it is a first for us, and we are super excited about it. And everything about it is community first, right? As I said, that things like security will be community, first aid will be community, our shops will be community, football administrators will be community. So what's exciting is that we are able to bring this to our community, you know. On the 3rd of April, we'll have our launch again in our community where we, you know, we will do the draw. We will officially launch the event. We'll have some speeches happening as well. And then on the 13th, you know, we know it's going to be a long day because it starts at 9 and it ends at 7. But it's something, it's a festival, right? And for that one day, we just hope to bring the community again together, ignite joy, and for us to all just have a good time and show that communities such as ours can do positive things, can bring change, and break that stigma of, you know, a community such as ours has to the general public. So yeah, we're excited about the Ignite Cup. We're working hard behind the scenes. And we again just want to thank our sponsor, Spur, for everything they've done, not just for this cup, but to date. And yeah, we are excited. That's kind of what I can say. It's going to be a long day, but yeah, we're looking forward to it.
And we're definitely excited about it too. When this episode's coming out, the Ignite Cup should be just around the corner. So we're excited to see what will happen. Any surprises, any sadness, but we're just excited to see what this will bring to the community and how it will grow football in South Africa. But now, on to possibly one of my favorite parts of the show, after talking to people like you, we're going to head into our Super Sports Schools quiz. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Panel off in 3, 2, 1, let's go. Where did Bafana Bafana place in the 2024 AFCON?
Third.
On what date will Chasing the Sun 2 premiere?
24th of March.
Correct. True or false? Schools this year will start playing with the goal line dropout law.
False.
The answer is false. True or false? Supersport Schools will stream the 2024 Ignite Cup.
True.
Correct. Who won the 2024 SA20 tournament?
SA20. Boss.
It was the Sunrisers. Who won the Golden Glove at the 2024 AFCON tournament?
Ronwin Williams.
Yes. How long is regulation time in a typical international football match?
90 minutes.
Correct. Under the new laws, can a ball carrier be penalized in school rugby for creating a dangerous tackle situation?
Yes.
That is correct. Which South African won gold for the 200-meter butterfly at the 2012 Olympics?
What's his name? Chad Lekilo.
That is correct, and time is done. That was a blistering round.
How much did I get?
And we've tallied it up, and you got 7 points on the board, 60 seconds. That is top of the leaderboard.
Serious?
Yes. Honestly, for somebody that was not prepared for it, you really just went up the gate and killed it.
You know, this, all the soccer things were easier.
But thank you so much
for
being here. We're excited to see how the Ignite Cup goes, what it means to the community, what it brings to the community. Yeah, thank you for coming.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. And once again, just thank you to Spur for all the help in us creating change. And yeah, we're excited and we'll see you all there.
This has been the Super Sports Schools Podcast, bringing you stories of our future stars, powered by Spurs Steak Ranchers.